Hi, this is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings.
To learn more about our show or how you can help support us, log on to faithradionet.com.
7:38, it is a winter wonderland for much of our listening area this morning. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK.
It's 7:38. Great to have you along today. And as we're going in and through this holiday season, so many great things that we want to take time to just think about. Of course, we're in the Advent season. We're preparing for the birth of Jesus. But sometimes it gets kind of lost in all the trappings of what we have created Christmas maybe for ourselves. And maybe we've done a little bit too much. But Dr. Linda Mintel joins us this morning. And we just want to take a pause this morning to look at how we can take care of ourselves a little bit better during this Christmas season, during the holidays. Welcome, Linda. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. And I know I would be a little stressed by all that snow.
Yeah.
And driving in those conditions and trying to get back and forth, it certainly doesn't help the calm and peaceful feeling we were trying to get during the holidays.
Yeah, yeah, I thought you were going to be stressed by that Bears-Vikings game yesterday, Linda.
Well, no? There.
Sorry.
I don't know what's wrong with Lovey. I just the coaching in the Bears these days has been kind of a mystery to all of us.
A little tough,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough game.
Well, there's plenty of other things that we can get stressed out about here during the holidays, though, for sure. And it's just amazing, isn't it, how we, you know, it affects every aspect of our lives, it seems. It affects our physical health, our financial health, and our relationships, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's one of the things I want people to be aware of, is that you have to look at yourself holistically during this this time of year. And that isn't some weird New Age concept. It's simply saying that we have to look at all aspects of our life, because everything we do plays into the accumulation of stress. So if we're stressed in a different area, a bunch of different areas of our life, the accumulation of that stress and the chronic nature of stress is what really can create a lot of problems. And we're talking physical problems as well as maybe relationship problems, financial problems, emotional problems. We want to take care of ourselves completely.
I think it's really hard to take that inventory, though, isn't it? To just really break it down, because you can end up being so busy. You're running here, you're running there. Oh, you have a list, and I got to remember to pick up that, and I've got to do this, and the kids have that thing that I have to make something for, and there's recitals, and you know, everybody crams so much into 3 or 4 weeks here. It's like, oh, we have to get together during the holidays. How do we pause?
One of the ways you deal with that is you really begin to look at the priorities of what you're doing, and you start to think, I can't do it all. It has to do with expectations. Stress has a lot to do with expectations. If you have the expectation that you're going to do everything everybody asks you to do, every time there's a party, you're going to be there. Every time there's some kind of event at church, you're going to somehow bring the snack or whatever it is that they need you to do, volunteer. And I'm not suggesting you don't help, but you have to set limits on some of those things, and you have to be able to be assertive during this time of year in order to take care of yourself and tell people no occasionally. And it's okay. You can tell people, I've got too much on my plate. I really would like to help, but I'll help after the holidays. I'll help at the next event because I just have too much going on.
And one of your recent posts, you break this down. In fact, you start with that and under the category of emotional self-care, just saying no. Can you talk a little more about emotional self-care?
Well, and then it's also, you know, do you look at your relationships and what's going on emotionally? Are you paying attention to what your body is feeling and what you're feeling? If you're feeling so worried and so upset all the time, or you're finding that you're very irritable and people are making you a little bit crazy, then that's probably a good indication that you need to slow down, you need to take a break, maybe a time out from what you're doing and not push things so dramatically, and maybe space out even your planning and your timing on things and looking at the schedule and saying, I need to take out a couple of events here, or I'm just going to be running and run myself into such irritability that I'm not going to be good to anybody.
I think it's hard for us to say no as well, especially if it's a church event or something, because there's so many good things that are going on. But I had it explained to me a while back. You don't really have to tell people why you can't do it,
right,
and just say
right,
it doesn't work for me at this time. But we always feel like we have to justify it so that other person doesn't feel bad.
I think that's a great point, PK, because we can just say, no, I just can't do it, or I have to take care of myself a little better. You can even say that to people. Mm. They might look at you like you're crazy, but you can say, not this time, and then just kind of move on with your life, because you're the one who's taking care of, you know, your schedule, you know what you're doing, and you know if you're putting too much on yourself. I did that just the other day. There were 5 different events I had to go to, and they were all great events, and I'm sure I would have had a good time at every one of them, but I just thought, you know what, if I keep going out every single night and I don't have just a little bit of downtime here, my husband probably is going to notice the difference. So I didn't want to do that, and I just kind of opted out of a couple of things.
Yeah, it's hard too when they are fun things, and
and they don't come around every time of the year. Now you have to be sensible about that. I also have a blog on the 10 no's of office parties, and one of the things I say in that blog is that I don't think you should opt out of your office party. I think that's one of the places, just from a political maybe or a sensible point of view, that you need to go make an appearance, maybe not stay long, but actually show up and show that you're part of the team and you're cooperating. So I wouldn't say no to that event.
Right.
Dr. Linda Mintel, our guest here on Faith Radio Mornings. She's a marriage and family therapist, a clinical social worker, professor, author as well. Her books are linked up at faithradionet.com. You want to check that out. And we're going to continue talking about a holistic approach to self-care during the holidays, including financial, physical, and spiritual care. We'll get to that on the other side of a break here with Dr. Linda. Your calls are welcome as well. If you have a specific holiday crisis or issue you'd like to have her advice on, give us a call at 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Faith is our number, and we'll continue with Dr. Linda Mintel in just 2 minutes right here on Faith Radio Mornings. This is a good song, but it's
stressful.
It can be kind of stressful if you think of everything, right?
It is a stressful song. All of a sudden, they all just start shrieking at you.
No, stop the insanity. Make it stop.
Kind of feels like that sometimes.
Kind of frenetic, isn't it? That song's kind of frenetic. It's a great song.
Carol of the Bells. We're talking with Dr. Linda Mintel here on Faith Radio Mornings about de-stressing during the holidays with a holistic approach to self-care. So we covered emotional. Let's talk about financial self-care, Dr. Linda.
Oh, Ted, this is the number one place where people can probably reduce stress the most, and that is really having a budget during this time of year. And I know that's hard, but I think one of the best ways you can do that is ahead of time decide who you're going to buy for and how much you're going to spend on that person, and then stick to your list. And that probably is hard because I'm walking around malls and shopping areas, and I see things, and I think, oh, that would be good, oh, that would be good. But then I try to tell myself, I don't have anyone specific to buy for. That is not something on my list. That's not there. It's a good idea to have that budget and really, really stick to it. That will lessen so much stress because in January, the beginning of the month, those bills start to show up in your house, and then you really feel the strain of overspending.
Yeah, it's kind of like planning ahead just a little bit so January isn't just a burn and crash time for you. Go ahead.
And you know what I do? One of the things that I do, which I think is a really good sort of way to prepare for the holidays, is I have a bag up in my attic. And what I do is during the year when I see sales, particularly the end of the year, I will buy a few things and things that I know that people would like as gifts. And I start placing things in that bag all year round. And I'm always surprised by December I go up there and see what I've got. And I've really got predominantly most of the gifts that I need to buy. And then it doesn't feel like this huge strain because I've been doing that all year round.
Well,
I don't know, that's probably way too sensible for most people. Probably not as much fun as going Christmas Eve and feeling like you've got to find those 5 gifts.
There
are people that love that. There are people that
definitely
just love that feeling, that rush.
Yes, we have a good friend who that's his tradition, and he just loves it, and he goes out and he does that, and it's just who he is. And, you know, some people really thrive on it. I would not do well.
Well, I tell you what. I worked in retail for a number of years, and people would do that, and then come right after Christmas, we would have so many returns because they would always buy things that didn't fit people or they didn't want, and they brought them back.
Because you're in a panic, and you just have to get something, and then there isn't a lot of time put into that. So you're planning ahead with the finances. Also, we can plan ahead with our physical self-care, too. I know for me, you know, already doing the sugar thing and not exercising because I'm busy. Boy, talk about the effects of that. How does that affect our well-being as well?
Well, I would take from my title of one of my books, Press Pause Before You Eat, and I would apply that title during this time completely because there are so many treats and so many extra foods that are just in front of you constantly. And if you continuously eat all that sugar, you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel run down, you're going to feel guilty, you're going to start gaining weight. Now, the good news is that the research clearly shows that most people only gain about a pound over the holidays. The bad news is that most people retain that pound through the year, and it, year after year it accumulates. So you've got to think again, be intentional. It's always about being intentional, I think, when we're dealing with stress. Know that you're going to have a lot of extra eating. Cut back on some of your other meals. If you're going to eat a couple of cookies, only eat two, and then cut back a little bit at the next meal so that you're not feeling all of those extra calories and the sugar rushes that can sometimes come with that, and then the letdown that makes you feel so tired. And then also I think the one that really people forget about is sleep. Because, again, we're up, we're cooking, we're thinking of things, we're wrapping gifts late at night, we're shopping till all hours of the night, plus trying to do our jobs. And we forget that we need that 6 to 7 hours of sleep every night. And sleep deprivation really plays a number on the emotional well-being and the physical well-being of people. So this is not one time to skimp on the sleep. Just try to get there. And then finally, the most important part probably in all of the physical care is try to keep up some kind of exercise. And I know I've not made it to the gym the way I usually do, but I am making myself get out and walk the dog. Now, I'm standing in 66 degrees today, so I can get out and walk my dog a little bit easier than when it's minus one. I lived in Chicago. I know those horrible wind chills. But you can do something like putting on a DVD of, you know, exercise in your living room and do some exercise to the Xbox Kinect or march in place or do some Pilates on the ground while you're watching a television show or a Christmas special. So you can get exercise in, and I think that's important because it really does help relax the body physically.
Great thoughts on how to cope over the holidays here with Dr. Linda Mintel. She's the relationship doctor, and you're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK.
Let's talk about spiritual self-care, Linda. Maybe something that a lot of people don't think they need to even do anything with during the holidays, but we do.
Well, we're focused on that, hopefully. The people that are at least have faith and, you know, Christianity, this is the meaning of the holiday. But I think one of the great ways is to get into a routine during the Christmas season where you get up a few minutes, you get out your Bible, you read a devotional, or you read a few scriptures, you center yourself for the day, and you ask God, invite God into the day and have him, his presence is with you, but being aware, again, of his presence. And one of the biggest things that you can do in terms of de-stressing yourself is understand what your resources are. You know, if we have a lot of resources, if we have plenty of money, we're not going to feel so distressed. If we have a lot of family support and a lot of people that are with us, we're not going to feel so stressed. We need to be very aware of God's presence. That's the season. God with us, Emmanuel. I mean, we're singing it in churches, and we're talking about God's presence on the earth. We need to remember that God is with us. He's our greatest resource, and he will not let us down, and he will be with us. If we invite him into our morning and our day, it helps us continue to remain focused, have that centered place, and that's what brings us peace during this time.
And also we need to talk about something that Ted and I were mentioning a little bit earlier in our show, talking about what it's like to go through the holidays and maybe that, that one chair where mom or dad or a sibling or a child even, that place where they used to sit, just there's a gap, there's a loss because that person has passed away, is no longer with us. Maybe there's a divorce, and so there's another form of loss. Talk about the side of the relational care, and how do we get through that?
Well, that really is, again, a very important issue, and I've got a lot of blogs on dealing with difficult family members during this time, because you talk about stress, and even under, even preparing yourself for having extended family in and difficult dinners, and you mentioned divorce and the whole business of blending families and trying to, you know, do we go to all four sets of grandparents or six sets of grandparents or whatever it might be at this time, and how do we split up our time, and how do we meet everybody's expectation? All of those things really play on the stress levels of people. And then, again, like you said, my mother died 2 years ago on December 18th, and my dad, who is 91, is very aware that that anniversary date is coming up, and it's going to be a very sad day. We do need to acknowledge those losses, and we can grieve them and spend a few moments talking about that, not pretending like it never happened. And then, you know, bringing up good memories of people and then moving on with the creating new traditions and new things that you can do that remind you of these people that have gone before us, but have also, we need to keep creating traditions with our families, and especially when we're talking about divorce and blended families and figuring out how to make all of that work. So I think one of the things to really think about is who in your relationship sphere, who is a supportive person, and who can you talk to, and who can you, you know, connect with where you can stay positive. It's interesting when we're looking at resources, one of the most important resources to deal with stress is if you have a personality that is positive, optimistic, long-suffering, and patient. Almost sounds like a list from the Bible.
Mm-hmm, right.
But it really does help you during this time in terms of your attitude. And when you connect with people like that who are up and positive and patient and don't get, you know, have a high tolerance for stress, which is another personality characteristic that does well with stress, that also boosts you up and brings you along during that holiday time.
That's a great thought, too, because so many times we hear about how depression is such a big part of the holiday season, too. And yet just talking to someone can diffuse so many of those different types of depression, right?
Well, let me just throw a little wrench into that, because I just did a national news story on that, and actually the CDC has done statistics on holiday depression and anxiety, and it's actually lowest during the holiday time. It's after the holidays. Now think about it, because people are around you. There's so many activities. There are ways to plug in. People are meaningful in terms of going to nursing homes, trying to meet the needs of different people, all the angel trees and things that we have to help people during this time. It's after the holiday season that people tend to go back to their regular lives and forget about people that might be more prone to loneliness or depression. We have more problems in the spring, and as people get out of this season, than we actually do during the season. Now, that doesn't mean don't pay attention to people who are depressed.
Right.
Or even yourself, if you're going through a real blue time.
Right. Yeah. And you can be sad and have bouts, but it's not the huge hype that the media puts it at you, but we still need to be conscious and aware, and then be aware afterwards of, are we just neglecting people afterwards when they really could use the support when everything's died down?
Yeah. That's good.
Well, we appreciate this, and people should take care of themselves. If you missed any part of our conversation today with Dr. Linda Mental, we'll have it linked up in a few minutes at faithradionet.com. Dr. Linda, thanks so much, and just blessings to you as we approach Christmas.
Well, and same to you, and I'm sure it feels a whole lot more like Christmas with your 1 degree below than my 66, but I'll take the clear roads.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy that.
No stress for you today. There you go.
I know. Yeah, not for me. Hey, take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.